This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On and hit in the air to left. It's deep. Going back is Simpson to the track at the wall. He is out of room. It's gone. And an opposite field home run for Kyle Schwarber. That's number 12 on the season. He had a huge homestand and starts the road trip on the right foot as well, giving the Phillies a 1-0 lead.
Well, there it was last night in Tampa. George Steinbrenner Field. Kyle Schwarber goes deep for the Phillies. Phillies defeat the Tampa Bay Rays. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. This is the Midday Show alongside Hugh Douglas. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Philly. Hey, listen, let me take this time out real quick to say something because I felt this in my spirit this morning. I was riding into work, right? And you know how you just notice different things when you're riding
sure.
in time. So I'm riding in and I'm noticing that there's a lot of people that like drink those big old cups of coffee, like riding into work. And I was thinking to myself, I wonder if they're the type of people, they're probably in a position of power, you know, talking to their employees and everything. And I was like, I wonder if they have a toothbrush and some toothpaste with them. Because there's a lot of times, I have friends that work in offices, and I remember having a conversation with them the other day, and they were talking about how their boss's breath stinks because they're close talkers and they drink all this coffee. So my message this morning is, if you're that person that drinks a lot of coffee in the morning and you have to be a close talker, make sure you brush your teeth, because nobody wants to smell your stinky breath.
Yeah, if you're a
like,
big...
seriously.
If you're a big-time coffee drinker, you got to...
brush your teeth. Have some breath mints, because your breath stinks.
You're
talking to people... and your breath stinks, and this is, and I felt it was important to say it in this show segment, because we're in the midday, and a lot of people that listen to us are in the midday, and they are in their offices, and their boss is probably talking to them with that stanky breath, and they can't say anything. So I felt compelled to say something, because, you know, they ain't gonna say nothing to me.
Oh, I think it's a lovely message.
So brush your teeth
at work.
Brush your teeth at work. Bring some toothpaste. If you like to drink a lot of coffee, your breath stinks. You need to brush your teeth
and make
like
sure,
at work.
And make sure you're not a close talker.
Yeah, like, if you're going to be a close talker, at least put a mint in your mouth or something, because your breath probably stinks.
What is the requisite amount of feet that you think need to be between somebody and somebody else if you're drinking coffee?
Well, you know what the funny thing about it? If you're a heavy coffee drinker, your breath probably emotes like even further away
right.
than people would. Like, you probably don't even have to be close. It's probably one of those things where people just kind of get a whiff.
8 feet.
And it's like, damn, your breath is like, yeah, you gotta, but you just have to be conscious of that, man.
Okay.
I mean, I'm, you know, you just have to be conscious of it.
I think it's a good message to send out to people, especially this time
compelled.
Of day.
Yeah, everybody's on their way to work, and I was like, damn, it's a lot of people drinking those, I'm talking about those big things of coffee. So yeah, brush your teeth.
Yeah, a lot of people need to watch themselves when they're drinking the coffee. Make sure you're clear of other people and be considerate.
Yeah, be considerate, because your breath's probably on fire.
Exactly. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today, alongside Hugh Douglas. You want to get in the start show, 215-592-9494. Big win for the Phillies last night. Phillies beat the Rays in Tampa, 8-4. By the way, how cool was that, watching that game in that ballpark?
It was an intimate ballpark. It really, really was. It was funny, because I'm watching that game, TK, before it got out of hand. And I could hear the people in the, like, selling popcorn and peanuts. And I was like, wow, that's something in a ballpark you never really get a chance to hear. Somebody's yelling out, get your popcorn here, or get your peanuts,
the beer
or whatever.
Guy?
Yeah, heard the beer guy. And I was like, wow, that's different. And it seemed like everybody was right on top of the field. And I think it was like Kyle Schwarber's at first at bat. he hit somebody in the other dugout because they were so close. The dugout was so close. So I thought that was pretty cool. A little dangerous, but pretty cool. No. And he apologized, and then he hit a home run.
There you go.
That was
perfect.
Pretty cool.
It was a cool environment last night. As the Phillies win, they beat the Rays 8-4. Zach Wheeler, really good, gave up one home run. Other than that, was tremendous. The offense, they did their job. They were able to score a lot of runs. Nick Castellanos, the big blow, a three-run homer to really put the game out of reach. And the bullpen did their job after Wheeler went out. And here we sit with the Phillies, Hugh, and they've won 7 of their last 9. They seem to have stabilized after what was a bad week a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. They're 20-15, 2 games back of the Mets. And here's where I am with the Phillies at this point. I think we've been too hard on them to start the year. I think when we look at this team, when we look at where they are, I mean, they're not in a bad spot. You're 20-15. You're 2 games out of the division race. This is a good baseball team. I think they've shown that at this point, at least. Mm-hmm. And I think when we look at the Phillies, our expectations in some ways have been unrealistic. I think they've been too high. I think we've been too difficult on them for what has been, honestly, a pretty good start here. And I think we kind of overreacted to a bad series. Series in New York, that was ugly. They got swept by the Mets. They didn't look good. But overall, I think we've been hard on the Phillies, too hard on the Phillies. Where do you fall on that?
No, not too hard. I mean, this is baseball, man. We pay a ton of money. Well, the people that pay a ton of money to go to the games, you're allowed to feel the way that you feel. And let's be honest, most fans, they don't really know how, and this is no disrespect, but they don't know how this thing works. They look at the fact that, you know, you have these owners and individuals that have a ton of money, and they have the power to go out and get the players to make this team better. They're rooting for guys who, in their minds, all they're doing is playing a game. You know, some fans understand it, but most fans really don't get it. And they're not supposed to. I don't expect them to, because they look at it like, you know, they work a hard 9-to-5 job. And your job as a professional athlete is to go out there and play a sport. And that's just the reality of it. So when fans look at that and they look at the money that you're making and you're in a slump or, you know, all this other stuff that's going, they ain't trying to hear all that. So I don't think that the fans are off base for feeling the way that they feel about guys going out there doing what they're doing.
Fair enough. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you do so. Have we been too hard on the Phillies start the year? And I think we have. And here's exactly why I think that way, Hugh. I mean, we look at what happened last season, and I think the Phillies started very similarly. They were 8-8 through 16 games. Mm-hmm. We know how it ended, but they did start 45-20. They really haven't started great any of the last few years, even the years they had some postseason success. And I think the reason why we're too hard on them is I think there's a carryover effect from last year in the postseason.
No question.
And I understand that. Like, yeah. I feel that to a degree, too. We're all fans, and it's impossible to watch this team with a lot of the same players and not to think back at that to a degree. But at some point, I think if we're going to truly move past it and we're going to really fairly evaluate this team, I don't think we can allow what happened at the end of last year to color every opinion this year. And I feel like that's what's happened a lot.
Oh, no, it's definitely happening. And to get people to try to understand that, I think it's kind of tough because we go as the team goes. And last year, going into that season, I can remember vividly how this team, their mantra was, you know, we're trying to make it to the World Series. We're trying to do this. We're trying to do that. We're trying to get off to a good start. And to their credit, they did mostly everything that they set out to do except win the World Series. And then the way that they went out in the postseason gave us all pause. It was like this team. And you know what the unfortunate thing is as fans, we saw it. We just didn't want to believe it because we saw it in the Mets series when they were overseas and we saw them starting to lose a bit of momentum. And as the season progressed, we just kind of let it go. So fans saw how they ended the season, and they were disappointed. So now coming into this season, they started it with a little trepidation. They were not as boisterous and loud about what they wanted to accomplish this year as they were last year. So we look at that and the fact that they didn't make any moves, and we're feeling some kind of way about that. So I don't have a problem with the way the fans are feeling right now. I really don't.
Yeah, and if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, we've been too hard on the Phillies to start the year, and I think we have, and a big part of it is I think this team, they deserve to be viewed separately. I think criticism for poor play is fair, but I'll acknowledge, even myself, that we've overreacted a little bit. In the end, they've had one really bad series this year. The Mets series was ugly. They got swept in New York, and obviously, that brings back the memories from last year even more, because that's obviously the team you lost to. But aside from that series, they've been a really good team. I think they're getting better. The bullpen, I'm not totally sold on the bullpen. I feel a heck of a lot better about it than I did a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
The offense is kind of coming around. Bryce Harper is getting hotter, and this is the thing. They're 20-15 through 35 games. Bryce Harper hasn't really even been getting going yet. I mean, you would imagine, and this is the time that he typically does get hot. Last year, his numbers around this time were pretty much identical. He had a big May and a big June, and that led to him being the starting first baseman in the All-Star game. And I look at this team, and I just feel like we can't just view everything through the lens of last year, because I think it's not fair to exactly the way they're playing.
Oh, life isn't fair, Tom. Oh, Tom. Life is not fair. It's never going to be that way. I think a lot of fans, when they look at this, they're mostly invested, and they don't want to have their heart broken. That's basically what it is. They do not want to have their heart broken. They don't feel like, you know, dealing with the same heartaches that they had last year with this offense being as anemic as it is in the postseason. So that's basically what we're dealing with. This is a road we've been down before, and it doesn't help when you have the players that are out there, and they're not as sure about what they want to do. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit of everything. So as far as the fans go, hey, man, feel the way you feel. Because it's on the guys that are out there playing to make you feel differently.
Yeah. And that's what this team's fighting. I think they are fighting more of an uphill battle because of what happened last year, and they're not getting the same benefit of the doubt. But you want to get in, 215-592-9494. Do you think we've been too hard on the Phillies to start
too
this
hard.
Year?
How much money did I make?
Before we go to the phones, Kyle Quinn producing the show today. Hey. What do you think, Kyle? I'm sure you're a guy who thinks we've been too hard on the Phillies.
Look, I took the pledge at the beginning of the season. I don't know if you're aware of what
the accountability pledge is.
I've heard it.
We took the pledge.
Well, no, Hugh didn't take it seriously.
I took it seriously.
Hugh said it, just kind of went through the motions, did not take it seriously. So as a guy that took the pledge, I think it's totally okay if people want to be reactionary, be hard on the Phillies when they go through the hot streaks and the cold streaks, stuff like that. Like, that's fine. Do I necessarily agree with some of the sentiment that I'm hearing about, like, I think a lot of people think that the Phillies right now are just sort of a middling team, more like
going
the team.
Going through the motions?
What?
Going through the motions?
The Phillies?
I mean, middling going through the motions.
No, well, okay, sure. I just, like, so I guess there's two sides to this. Like, there's the people who think that they could be more like the team we saw at the beginning of last year. And then there's more of what we saw in September and in the postseason. Like, this is just who they are. It's who they've been at the end of every season. I see a lot more of the team that we saw at the beginning of last year, at least, than I do the team that we saw at the end of last year. Like, I think the Phillies have gotten to a point where they're underrated by some fans. Like, they're a damn good baseball team. They are 20-15 without really the team as a whole playing their best baseball. And now some areas of the team, you could say they're like, you don't expect them to play much better. Like the bullpen, they probably need a little bit of help. We do have the trade deadline for that. But I think the point you made, Tom, was the best one, that the Phillies are 20-15 right now without Bryce Harper, their best player and one of the best players in baseball at his peak when he's really going, playing to his capability. So, like, I think there's a lot more reason to be excited about this team and feel good about them getting better as the season goes on than I think the people who just think that they are more like the team at the end of last year should readjust what they think about the team a little bit.
I look at it like this. Do you feel that it's safe to say that as good as this team is and the trajectory that they've been on in the last couple of years, they've fallen short? Is that a safe assessment?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
And I think that's where people are a little bit upset because, to Kyle's point, we've been down this road before, especially when you talk about last year and you talk about the goals that you set for yourself in order to get to the World Series. And the way it ended is what people remember, because you went out with a whimper. Like, you went out to a team that you handled in Europe, and then they just beat the brakes off of you. They were just a better team.
But I think at some point, do we have to stop looking at last year and evaluating everything? Because this is a different season than last year.
I understand
it's a different team.
And I get that, but it's the same cast of characters. You set out, like, this is where I think fans are coming from. When I first got here, and I'm just going from when I got here. You know, you have the owner talking about opening up the coffers, no money is too much money. I'm spend, like, what do you say, Jermaine Dupri, money ain't a thing. I'm going to spend money, and we're gonna get the players that we need, and all of a sudden.
John Middleton and Jermaine Dupri, yeah. One and the same.
So we have the season that we had last year, and it was just like it was the year we played Arizona. The bats went cold. So now you have an offseason where one of the biggest names out there, I get the money, but this is where I think the fans are kind of upset because – you the one that said money didn't make no difference. Not money, money ain't a thing. And you didn't even make a play for Juan Soto. So now, and you try to trade Alec Bohm, and that doesn't work. And then you run it back. Yeah. You run it right back.
I guess, like, the Phillies can't right the wrongs of the last few Octobers right now in May.
Oh, I can't believe you up here being Major League
buddies.
No, but
they can't, like, no. What I'm saying is, like, they can't go out
and... this is what he ain't take the pledge for real. I took the pledge.
Yes, I can't get out of here. I'm saying the Phillies can't win the World Series right now. So, like,
I know that.
There's a sentiment out there, it's like, wake me up in October. Like, all right, well, then what do you want us to do? Like, we can't just fast forward to October. It's May. You're like, this is the Phillies team we have right now.
Right, and you can watch with your arms folded and wait to and look at the calendar.
But that's a lumpy way to watch, you.
I'm
just envisioning Hugh sitting at home on his couch with his arms folded, a grouchy look on his face. What are they going to do in October?
I am a man of the people.
You're just a grump.
I am doing this for the people.
Grump.
And this is what I, man, this is how I feel.
Grouchy Hugh today.
This is how I feel the fans feel. That's just, I'm just trying to channel the Phillies fan.
And I don't think you're wrong. I you're not wrong at all. I felt that way at some point too. I'm just at the point where, hey, we're in May at this stage.
Major League buddies.
I think we gotta move beyond it. I think we gotta move beyond last year.
Know what happened?
Judge this team fairly on what they're doing this season, Hugh.
See now
on,
now y'all about to make me the drunk uncle at the barbecue. Y'all feeling good because
it's
we
one
had
of my favorite
Hughes,
by the way.
Offensive explosion last night, correct? Alec Bohm hit a home run.
In a
minor league ballpark.
No, hold on.
Hey, but that minor league ballpark
is
cool.
But they played pretty well the majority of the season. They had a bad stretch for a week.
I'm not saying they didn't, but it's funny to me, and I would wonder how Joe would act when he was here. He'd probably be the same way. It's real funny to me that all of a sudden they go to a small park and they hit the ball all around the place.
It's not about last night. It's still a major league ballpark.
It's not about last night?
It's not. No, it's one game. Like, they've been playing well. They won seven of the last nine games.
You cannot convince me that it's not about last night. Well, you and Joe both live in the moment when it comes to this team.
It's off the heels of last night, but they're like, they're in their hottest stretch of the season right now.
Major league buddies.
They beat the Cubs in a series. They beat the Diamondbacks in a series.
I'm not saying they're not hot.
But that's part of it.
But the sentiment changes. Like, they play in a what they call it, a bandbox? What they call it?
A bandbox.
Bandbox. They play a little ass
I think you're focusing too much on the last night.
I'm just keeping it a beam.
Well, just so you know, Hugh, that Alec Bohm home run would have gone out in 7 out of 30 ballparks in Major League Baseball. So how about that?
You know what's funny about that, TK? Because you looked that up. You looked that up.
I saw somebody tweet it out.
Yeah,
I didn't even look it up.
Yep.
I just saw somebody tweet it out. I don't even know if it's correct, but I'm going to run with it.
You know what's funny? Because people were wondering, is it because it's a small park? Or is it because it was a good hit?
No,
I mean, I'm not saying
that's
it wasn't.
That's only you with your negativity looking at it.
No, I'm not being negative.
Like
I'm just keeping it a bean.
I just wonder for fans who are sort of where Hugh's at or where, you know, where a lot of people are at, like, can the Phillies show you anything during the regular season to convince you that things will be different in October? Or are you just like, wake me up in October?
Right. And if you want to get in on that as well, you're welcome to. I just, like, I cannot watch the entire season like that, just thinking about, oh, well, who cares? Whatever they do now, it doesn't matter. I think we all know that they're going to have to come through in the postseason. But what they do in the regular season matters.
Like, oh, no, it does.
Last
year I agree with that.
Was not just about them having a bad week. I mean, they were pretty much a 500 team in the second half of last year. So
yeah.
I think the way you play in the regular season sets the habit, sets the tone for what you're going to do down
the road. I will agree with that. But here's the thing that I think of. Like, say, if I played baseball, which I never did, but, you know, I'm a professional athlete. Say, going into the season, say we, in the playoffs, we lose like we did. The next year, even though you know that's a long way away, everything that you do from the beginning of the season until you finally get to that point is like Jalen says, keep the main thing and maintain your focus as best you possibly can. That's what this team needs to do.
Well, yeah, and Hugh, it's funny because, and I know you weren't on the 03 team, but in those years that you were in Philadelphia, there was a similar feel about those Eagles teams. It is continuing to go back to the championship game, and that was kind of the way they were viewed.
And I can tell you, to a man, that that's the way we felt. Uh-huh. Going into the season, the first time that we lost, I remember thinking, okay, it was our first time there. You learn from your mistakes, and then you move forward. Mm-hmm. The second time we did it, it was like, damn, what the deuce? What can we do to make this better? Because it's frustrating. Because you check all the boxes. So now going into that next season, that's all you're thinking about. That is all you're thinking about. But you know that the only way you can get to this point is you got to go through this gambit. You got to run this whole gambit of the season to get to that point, and you have to be on top of your game. And to your point, I see that they're playing better, but to ask this fan base, in my opinion, to believe in you after they've seen everything that's happened in the postseason, I just think that's too much to ask for. Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, I hear you. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, have you been too hard on the Phillies start this year? And to Kyle's point, is there anything that they can do during the regular season to make you believe in this team short of what happened last year? Because I just think as we look at this team, and if we're going to evaluate them fairly, I think we need to evaluate them on what they're doing now, not what they did last year. Let's get started on the phones with Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy home day!
What's up, Chris? You all right?
You sound like it hurt, man.
You know, it's part of the hump day, you know?
Yeah, it is the hump day. I got you.
Clever.
Hugh, I can't agree with you more on some of this stuff here. Let's start with brush your damn teeth, people. Just start with brush your damn teeth, all right? And then there ain't no reason to ever be close talking. I know some folks, and when you're talking to someone and they keep stepping away from you, there's a reason.
They don't get it. Like, and I think that, and because like I said, I am doing this for everybody's at their cubicle right now that can't tell their boss this. Bosses, if your coworkers are backing up from you while you're talking, your breath stinks. You need to go do something about that.
When your employees are giving you toothbrushes for Christmas, you know, as a present,
that's,
like,
it's probably a little bit too much.
That's you're talking about passive aggressive. Like, that is passive aggressive to the most extreme degree possible.
Don't do that, y'all. That might get you fired. That might get you fired.
But Hugh, I kind of like petty, so
that's my wheelhouse.
What do you got with the Chris Phils?
Yeah, let me understand something here, Hugh. Hugh, are you saying that the Philadelphia fan base is a little emotional at times and kind of like a roller coaster?
Yes. I
can't imagine that's what you're saying here today.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm okay. Like, first and foremost, I'm okay with it because you've earned that right to be that emotional fan, especially when it comes to baseball, man. It's one of those sports that you live and die every day with every pitch. So I get that.
But you know what's killing me? What's killing me about this whole thing, though, Hugh, is as you were talking, then Kyle chimes in, and I thought Kyle was going to, you know, be there. But you know what I heard from Kyle? I heard Kyle say a lot of things, but you know what I heard? I heard that Kyle picked up your book you wrote, and now he's the company man for the Phillies.
Is that what it is? Kyle's the company man now?
Man, Kyle,
I'm okay with that.
You keep your mouth down and shut, boy.
See, TK and I, we're both two very level-headed individuals. See, we never overreact. You know,
exactly.
We're locked right in here. We know that we're 20-15, and Bryce started the season cold, and our home run derby representation from last year finally just hit his first home run. So we're locked in. We're not emotional. We're not like crazy people like Cinnamon Ken that called in and said Kepler's a bust.
He said Cinnamon Ken.
It's clever.
We're not like that. You know, Kyle Schwarber usually starts low, and then he gets hot in June. So we're waiting on that, and we're, you know, even though he started hot, we know the more is to come. We know Bryce usually starts slow. So, guys, if you look at this schedule through May, if you're riding the high of the roller coaster, just continue to enjoy it because the schedule's pretty light, and there's a good possibility that come the end of May going into June, we're going to be 12 games above 500. Joe Giglio is going to start running topics to you people out there that are going to implode on the YouTube because he's going to start saying, oh, no, maybe this is the greatest Phillies team we ever saw.
I hear
you.
Chris, and appreciate the call, man. Thanks.
That was me.
Yeah. When you look at the team, though, I mean, that's a part of it we haven't really talked about as well. I mean, the starting pitching, this starting staff is incredible. I mean, I would agree that it was curious in the offseason to go out, you trade for a starting pitcher. That was not your problem in the postseason. But this team, they're going to obliterate the bad teams in baseball because, I mean, bad lineups can't hit this pitching staff. They're in good shape.
No, I mean, I hear you, but I think for a lot of fans, you know, this was a good team last year, mm-hmm. and they had the most wins in Major League Baseball last year. But the outcome wasn't what we wanted it to be. So for a lot of fans, with that emotional investment that that baseball brings, I can understand them not wanting to go all in right away. They want to see, especially when you get to the middling of the season, that's when I think that people are really going to start locking in and being more emotional because they're going to see how they're going to respond. Because even as a player, you know where the slump started. You know where the slump started. And you want to do your damnedest to make sure you try to stay as consistent as you possibly can.
Yeah, and I think the way they've responded to the adversity of the Mets series has been positive, and I think we've been too hard on the Phillies. Hugh does not. Would love to get your take. 215-592-9494. When we get back, we'll start Hugh's clues again coming up, plus some audio from Dave Dombrowski yesterday on how he views this team compared to last season. That's all coming up. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.